Before we go any further, actually, I said I was going to go on to the 10 steps, but I thought I'd stop for a moment because in your mind you might be wondering, does blogging truly represent a viable way to write a book? So I wanted to get that question answered and out of your mind. Indeed, blogging does represent a viable way to write a book, and I'm kind of living proof of that. While at this particular moment my book has not been published, it's with an agent in the form of a book proposal being peddled, it can just as easily be published and self-published, and I plan to do that if I don't find an agent. But there are lots of other books that have been blogged and made their way into physical books. In fact, they were discovered online. And that is one of the wonderful things about blogging, is that you are promoting yourself and your book, and you have the chance of being discovered by an agent or a publisher. One of the best known examples of this is Julia Powell, whose blog, The Julie Julia Project, was discovered and became the 2009 hit movie, Julie and Julia. But before that, it was also a book. There have been other books that have become, that were blogs first. There was Emily Bennett, her blog Shop Girl Diaries. Then there was Shreve Stockton's The Daily Coyote blog. There was Ben Ha, who had the Fail blog. I Can Has Cheeseburger. Pamela Slim with her blog Escape from Cubicle Nation, which became Escape from Cubicle Nation, From Corporate Prisoner to Thriving Entrepreneur. Walker Lamond with Rules for My Unborn Son. Stuff White People Like by Christian Lander. That one got supposedly got a $350,000 advance. There more recently, there was I met a woman. She had one good blog post that went viral. Her name was Patricia V. Davis. And she wrote this one blog post, and she got a book deal based on that blog post. It's going to be called, her book is going to be called The Diva Doctrine. Then there have been blogs based on photos, awkwardfamilyphotos.com. They got a book deal. There was a guy who decided to write about the awesome, about awesome things that nobody else would think about, like putting on underwear right after out of the dryer, and how wonderful it felt to wear warm underwear. His blog, Thousand Awesome Things, was published into the Book of Awesome. So you never know, but if you set out to write a blogged book, you have all the better chance of getting discovered, because it's your intention to write the book, and if you do it correctly, you have you have the chance to promote it correctly. You are setting out to write the book with all the pieces in place. You have your book outlined, and you are moving forward with purpose as well as with passion, and you set the intention, and you go about it the right way. You can very quickly and easily write a book, because, as I'm going to show you, it can be done quickly. With very short posts, writing very little per day. I wrote my book in 5 months, with the exception of one chapter, which required me to do interviews. So I started in January of 2009, and by May 2010, my book was done, with the exception of editing and the one chapter. So if I can do it, you can do it. And there you have it. On we go. Now that that question has been answered, on we go to the 10 steps.